The government will maybe reopen sometime this month, and that would give them the opportunity to put those funds back on. But meanwhile, we're in a bit of a crisis. We're trying to figure out how to get people fed this month. For every dollar that we put out through food banks, SNAP provides 9 meals. And the total value of SNAP is $140 million a month. The governor announced last week that she was going to put forward $5 million to be able to help fill that gap. Well, 5 compared to 140 is a pretty small number, but we've got some amazing generosity coming in from our community to try and buy food and help people. So we're trying to pump food through the food banks, but given the demand that we're facing, it's probably going to be a little bit short at this point. What we are hearing is that when the shutdown ends, or if they decide to distribute funds because a court orders them to, then it will still take 5 to 7 days for the state to turn the cards back on. So we're in this for the long run, and the best thing we can all be doing is working with each other, taking care of our neighbor, churches stepping it up, charitable groups stepping it up, buy an extra bag of potatoes when you're at the store. If you got to buy one, get one free, get that extra bag and give it away. I mean, if we all do a little, we can do a lot. So the energy season opens November 12th. It'll be available to Pacific Power customers, folks who are over 60, people with children under 6 living in the household, plus people who are disabled. You can file your application. We don't have enough resources to meet all demand, but we'll meet as much as we can. We're a little bit crippled because the federal energy program is not currently distributing funds. As soon as that comes in, we'll expand the program. But for now, we'd like to hear from folks that qualify in that category and maybe help out with low-income households.